Last month, a tiny little bug the size of a fleck of pepper was found in a hemlock tree in the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore. The invasive bug is called the hemlock woolly adelgid, and it threatens Michigan's 170 million hemlock trees. Infestations have existed in southwestern Michigan for years, but last year it was discovered in Mason County and has since crept north of Ludington. Foresters hope to hold the line there and keep the woolly adelgid out of hemlock stands in northern Michigan. Interlochen Public Radio's Dan Wanshura reports.
It's a warm and sunny afternoon in Ludington, and Kara Ermatinger and Grant Trukowski are doing what they've been doing since early December. Walking. Lots of it. Up and down dunes, dodging melting snow and ice puddles.
This week's been pretty nice, though, with the warming up. You know, we're not really trudging through snow, but still kind of battling the elements and the wind, especially the last few days.
This is their full-time job, looking for the hemlock woolly adelgid, or HWA. The invasive bug from Japan can kill a tree within 4 years. It does this by sucking nutrients from the host tree. Just last week, Kara Ermatinger found a small infestation here in Ludington School Park.
We're coming up on the tree right now, I believe.
It's a tall eastern hemlock tree, maybe 70 feet tall. It's got short, dark green needles, and it's right by the trail that cuts through the park. Kara says humans and deer can spread this little insect.
We checked this tree pretty thoroughly, like more thoroughly than we would check a lot of other trees, just because it is like right on this trail and there's a lot of traffic that moves through here.
This work is seasonal. In the winter, the insect hides itself in a white, woolly-looking sac. That ovisac is easier to see than the bug itself.
After looking at probably like 10 branches, I found just, let's see, 3 ovisacs on this branch right here. You see there's one right there, then there's one there, and then I don't know where the third one was.
Hemlock woolly adelgid was first discovered in Michigan in 2006 in Emmett County. That infestation was stamped out, but HWA has taken hold in southwest Michigan and has been creeping north. Grant Drukowski says so far they've surveyed about 3,100 acres in Mason County and found about 10 trees with HWA. He says they try to be thorough, but admits there's an element of luck to the whole process.
Grabbing, you know, the right branch on the right side of a bigger branch can, you know, be the difference between finding it and not finding it sometimes.
Most of Michigan's 170 million hemlock trees are found in the northern part of the state and in the Upper Peninsula. These are trees that define entire ecosystems. Foresters worry that as the hemlocks go, so will many other species of animals that rely on them. Their huge branches create dense canopies of cover for deer and other mammals in the winter. Woodpeckers, owls, and other birds make the tree their homes. And the hemlock is often found near water, which is really important for fish.
Because it provides a huge shading effect along our streams, which keeps our waters cool and makes our fish happy that need those cold waters like our trout species.
That's Danny McGarry, the executive director for Mason Lake Conservation District. She says they hope to contain the HWA in Mason County to protect forests up north.
Sort of like a spot fire or a wildfire, if you will. You need to get the edges first and then push it towards the middle until you can contain the whole thing.
Most foresters agree the hemlock woolly adelgid will probably come north, just like the case in Benzie County. Birds, even the wind, can transport the tiny insects. But also, just like Benzie County, foresters hope these teams of surveyors will detect that spread early so they can treat the infected trees. And they might even get some help from Mother Nature. Due to the insulating effect Lake Michigan has, it's believed HWA can't survive too far from the lakeshore. Research is still being done in that area, but really cold below zero temperatures have shown to kill off the invasive bug in the winter months. That's why most of the surveying is done within 5 miles of Lake Michigan. James Wieferich is a forest health specialist with the Michigan DNR. He says a lot of hemlocks will be lost to the pest in southwest Michigan, but he's hopeful it'll stop there.
If we're able to contain the HWA to the farther south, then we might be able to outlast hemlock woolly adelgid as it eats through its host trees and eventually be able to remove it from the state, unfortunately sacrificing a lot of hemlock farther south of Ludington.
For the trees that are detected early enough, insecticide treatments work and can last between 5 and 7 years. And that simply buys researchers more time.
For Stateside, I'm Dan Wanshura.